The Bimisari Tower of Law was fairly modest, as planetary council meeting places went, topping the three-level marketplace beside it by only a couple of floors. Inside, they were led to a large room on the ground floor, where, framed by huge tapestries covering the walls, another group of Bims waited. Three of them stood and sang as Leia entered.
They add their greetings to those given you at the landing area, Princess Leia. They apologize, however, for the fact that the talks will not be able to begin quite yet. It appears that their chief negotiator became ill just moments ago.
Oh?
Leia said, taken slightly aback.
Please express our sympathies, and ask if there's anything we can do to help.
They thank you,
3PO said after another exchange of songs.
But they assure you that will not be necessary. There is no danger to him, merely inconvenience.
The droid hesitated.
I really don't think you should inquire further, Your Highness,
he added a bit delicately.
The complaint appears to be of a rather personal nature.
I understand,
Leia said gravely, suppressing a smile at the prim tone of the droid's voice.
Well, in that case, I suppose we might as well return to the Falcon until he feels ready to continue.
The droid translated, and one of their escorts stepped forward and sang something in reply.
He offers an alternative, Your Highness, that he would be eager to conduct you on a tour of the marketplace while you wait.
Leia glanced at Han and Luke.
Any objections?
The Bim sang something else.
He further suggests that Master Luke and Captain Solo might find something to interest them in the tower's upper chambers,
3PO said.
Apparently there are relics there dating from the middle era of the Old Republic.
A quiet alarm went off in the back of Leia's mind. Were the Bims trying to split them up?
Luke and Han might like the market too,
she said cautiously. There was another exchange of arias.
He says they would find it excessively dull. Frankly, if it's anything like marketplaces I've seen.
I like marketplaces.
Han cut him off brusquely, his voice dark with suspicion.
I like them a lot.
Leia looked at her brother.
What do you think?
Luke's eyes swept the Bims, measuring them, she knew, with all of his Jedi insight.
I don't see what danger they could be, he said slowly. I don't sense any real duplicity in them. Nothing beyond that of normal politics, anyway.
Leia nodded, her tension easing a little.
Normal politics, yes. That was probably all it was. The Bim probably just wanted the chance to privately bend her ear on behalf of his particular viewpoint before the talks got started in earnest.
In that case,
she said, inclining her head to the Bim,
we accept.